to an extraterrestrial touching down outside a city crown court, our way of resolving disputes where an individual is alleged to have breached our central social code would be unfathomable. Get two people with plummy accents, stick them in black capes, shove horsehair wigs on their heads, arm them with books of rules weighing as much as a grown pig, and use them as proxies to verbally joust in front of a bewigged sexagenarian in a big purple gown, while 12 people yanked off the street sit and watch and try to make sense of it all and decide who's in the right. The winner gets nothing. The loser gets locked up in a concrete box. To those earthlings not intimately acquainted with the English and Welsh criminal justice system, this spectacle is probably only marginally less bizarre. At this stage, it's therefore worth taking a moment to examine it a little closer. Before looking at how and why criminal justice may not be working, we need to explore how it should be working. Let's go back to that opening scene with our enormous biceped Mr. Tuttle and quickly consider the elements within the courtroom. What exactly is taking place? How did we come to choose this ostensibly absurd routine as our vehicle for crime and punishment? Let's start with the accused himself, slouched, stony-faced in the dock.